Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Four Friends in a Bottle. I'm your host, Velo, with the most below. And with me, joining me today, I should say, is Mondo.
Hello.
We got Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati over here.
How you doing?
Eric 300.
Hey, what's up?
And Slick Rick.
You know it.
All right. How's everyone doing tonight? Doing okay?
Doing good.
You doing all right?
I'm full.
Back in the saddle.
I know you guys went to Clifford's birthday tonight, right?
Texas Roadhouse.
That sounds good as fuck. I'm not going to lie.
It does. 60th birthday.
Damn. Big old 6-0.
Oh, today was your dad's birthday?
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, right on.
I didn't even see it pop up on Facebook.
He doesn't want people to know. He's a quiet person.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I get it too.
I guess if I get up that age, I'm like, don't tell me.
He just figures that the people that actually know his birthday know when it's his birthday, you know? And if people that don't, then they really don't know him. And
they're not your friends.
Yeah. I wouldn't say friends. They just... They got other things going on to not care, notice, or whatever. So
yeah, who knows? I get it.
I don't know anybody's birthday in this room but mine. Well, I know yours only because it's after the 18th of March after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's fairly simple.
No, Randy's.
And I know hers. I know Tiffany's and your anniversary.
June 15th.
Ooh.
Or what?
Your birthday.
Nope.
We're not friends no more.
I can't remember.
That's his other brother's birthday.
That's right. Hold on. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember a lot. I can't remember all of them. I don't know your birthday.
Mine?
Yeah, I know it's in September, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 9/11?
Almost, but no.
Mine's September 13th.
September 2nd.
14th.
14th.
Because I know another person's fucking birthday's in September.
Okay. I'm the 2nd.
Randy's is August 7th.
Randy's is August 8th. Don't let him lie to you. He's actually a day
Randy's
younger.
Randy's not going to have any more birthdays.
The 7th, right?
No, it's the 8th.
Randy's not going to have any more birthdays.
My mom got married on
Because mine's August 6th and his is 7th.
Hold on, V.
I'm going to tell you if you want me to tell you.
No, don't tell me yet.
Do you know Nathan's?
Fuck, Nathan's in August, ain't it?
Nope, April.
April, that's right. April, like,
it was
23rd?
April. Yep. 23rd, yep.
Okay, so yours is July 15th.
Damn! 18,
Tiff. Cheater.
July 15th, right? No.
Think of Father's Day.
I don't know Father's Day. I don't have a dad.
You have a dad. You don't know your dad.
I don't know my father.
The 16th.
June 20th.
I don't know my father.
Oh, damn.
June 20th.
June 20th. See, it was in June. You could have said, all right, you got the month right, V.
I mean, I was trying to, but.
And it was the 15th, so it wasn't that far off.
It wasn't that far off.
You remembered both brothers.
5 days.
Josh, you got me on Josh's birthday, and that's like an insult.
Oh, my God. Oof.
That's Rudy. I don't know Rudy. He's a special character.
Hey, everyone used to get my birthday wrong. Like, oh, 17th? I wish.
This year, I'm going to do something for my birthday that I've never done before.
Spelunking?
Not drink.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Whatever. Like, that's going to fucking happen.
I know.
What, water?
There ain't no way.
Yeah, play with them. Yeah, there you go. Because there's buttons. You get to play with buttons now.
Play with the buttons, man.
You're playing producer. Tiffany K is playing producer right now.
Yeah.
And it's the funnest thing ever.
What do they do?
They're the cameras.
Oh. But we're not live, right?
No.
Okay. No.
The producer gets to dictate what happens.
Okay.
Who, like everything.
Yep.
Hey, Randy. You're not on the show. I'm telling you, buddy, you make a better wall than a screen door.
All because of the fan.
I'm like sweating over here. I ain't going to lie.
I know. It looks like somebody already stepped on the motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
They crushed the leg.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, just a little bit that way. Hang on.
All right. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Well, now everybody knows our birthdays.
It does feel
right.
I don't remember all that shit.
Well, don't remember it if you listen to it.
Not Tiffany yet.
Well, she's not on the show. She's producer.
She's the producer. That's part.
Then what? Randy's the fucking director?
Can't even say it.
Oh, producer. What the hell, Randy?
You mute, Eric. Whoever the hell you want. You're playing producer.
Right.
Yeah.
Not just playing producer.
This time I don't have all the power in my hands. Thank God.
Hey, the hell with her.
All right. Let's get into fucking some shit. You guys ready for the eclipse or what?
Oh my God, people flipping out.
Yeah.
You think you can really go blind?
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just like looking at the sun.
That's like my neighbor's window getting broken from the outside, but having being a broken inside, it's, you know, science.
You don't think it's like a buildup of product, like them pushing product to make money?
I mean, do you want to try it?
I asked Brandon if you would.
I would watch
it. I mean, you could collect disability.
I would watch it when the moon is totally in front of the sun. because there's not going to be.
That's where they. That's where they say you can go blind is when you're looking at
the corona.
The crest. Oh, the corona.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense a little bit.
Totality.
Yep. But you know, as a kid, we've all looked at the sun once or twice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to see how long we can do it. You know.
Oh yeah. Then you're walking around. Spots everywhere.
Right.
Looking like a dumbass.
Like, yep. Looked at the sun too long, ma.
But the eclipse is way different.
I think they said the next one's going to be like 2044.
300 years.
No, they said there's another one.
They did.
The 300 years is where the one that's coming now is going to intersect with the one that was here a few years ago.
2017.
Out east. I can't remember. I think they said Boston.
That was a lunar eclipse. This is a solar eclipse.
Well, just the pass of them when they intersected it where they are.
Yeah.
That only happens like once every 300 and some years.
Oh, gotcha.
And that town's going completely all out.
What is it, like Nivivia or some shit like that?
I don't remember.
The one in 2017 went over like 11 cities called Salem.
Yeah.
This is the theory behind it. So like the 2017 solar eclipse went over, I think it was like 7 or 11 cities or towns that were all named Salem.
Right.
So, this one's going to go over 7 to 11 towns called like Nineveh or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Some biblical shit.
Right.
But if you look at like the pattern of how these solar eclipses make, it makes like the coming of Christ symbol.
Right.
Or like back in like, on, you know,
right.
Mesopotamia. So that's why it's like a big deal, because there's a lot of like theories and conspiracy theories and. I mean, look how many fucking earthquakes we've had lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New York just had one.
New York, New Jersey, actually.
Oh, was it New Jersey?
It was New Jersey. They had like a 4.8.
Yeah.
Shit, Randy was telling me the other day that.
They just had one over in fucking Indonesia or somewhere.
They had a tsunami over there. Yeah,
the one that caused the tsunami.
Yeah. Point something or whatever.
No, it was Japan.
I can't remember where it was.
Japan.
Yeah. I know it's totaled.
Yeah,
some of them towns are flat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, you watch some of the videos of that shit. It's like, there was two bikers.
I didn't even know.
Two dudes riding like mopeds or something on the sidewalk when that shit was going on. And, dude, you just saw the water just filling up, dude. Like, if they were on that road, they got fucked. But, no, I wanted to show you guys this. This happened this morning. This happened this morning in Oklahoma. That's a news station that's going on. Sorry, there's no sound. But watch it as it shakes.
Yeah.
They had an earthquake this morning in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Another one. See how it's shaking? Like, they noticed that this shit's shaking, dude.
They definitely noticed.
They're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Tectonic plate.
Like, hey.
Yeah, fault lines, fucking hey, whatever.
Baby, how was that? Did that vibrate you right? Right. She looks pretty depressed.
There it goes again.
Right. I'm just thinking.
I threw the chopper.
I just picture Howard Stern going into his mic. That chick sitting on the speaker.
Yeah.
I want to jump back to 2017 total eclipse or whatever the hell it's called. Lunar eclipse.
Lunar.
So they did a study on it, right? And if you guys been paying attention, like especially in like downtown areas and shit like that, or just in general, like overpasses for the expressway, they've been putting cones out with no parking signs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I guess this shit happened back in 2017.
People
were like, yeah, it was just stopping, like dead stop, not pulling over, just stopping in the middle of the road to watch this. And I guess they said it was a big like risk factor because emergency response couldn't get through. There was accidents everywhere and they couldn't get through and shit. So like there was a lot of injuries. It's like, how stupid.
And people are flipping out.
Dude, well, yeah, that's why they're putting a lot of these protocols in right now.
Right, and they're letting people aware, like, this is happening, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I think when it happened in 2017, people really weren't aware of it. So when it did happen, people were like, oh, my God, the end of the fucking world is coming. Stopping, getting out of the cars and shit. I mean, they said that people were stopping literally in the middle of the expressway to get out and look at it.
Right.
You got to be a total dumbass. You know?
Just standing signs over in the middle of the highway already. Staring up.
Yeah, dude, this shit's all over the news. Like, hey, look, you know, if you're going to watch this thing, pull over to the side of the road or
just be like, prepared.
Yeah.
My way to work. Like I go down Route 20. There's already signs up like this. It'll be like construction, like
crazy,
lane closed, and it keeps flashing. It already says no parking, keep moving, don't
Who
stop.
Gets Monday off?
It's been there for 2 days now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our work gave us it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's like blocked off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I said the same thing. They started putting out like a week and a half ago over in Perrysburg. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Are they doing construction or something?
That's what I thought too.
And then it was in Perrysburg, then it was in Maumee, and then I seen it in Oregon, like where you get over there by Myers on Oregon, whatever the hell that damn road is. You go up over the expressway and then you get on like going towards home. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are there all these no parking signs out?
I don't know. I think it's a sign of the end times.
Then it made sense.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, if you look at what's going on, we got earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, now the eclipse.
Oh, dude, they just found fucking bird flu in dairy farms.
Really?
Shit came back.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cow. There was a cow that's got it, that had it.
Well, fuck.
A dairy cow.
Yeah.
You know, it was all about Russia and nuclear shit like that. But now since all this is going on.
Well, look at what about the boat that just took out that bridge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hit that.
ISIS took fault for it, apparently.
Yeah.
They claimed it.
Dude, and then, like, probably like a couple of days later, another boat hit another bridge.
I didn't hear that. ISIS claimed that bridge in Baltimore?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. But I didn't watch the news in a couple of days either.
I don't know, man. That's kind of questionable because.
That's not what I heard. They said
they lost power and.
Twice.
So if they knew they lost power, like they say they knew, and the police were getting people off the bridge, how did them six construction workers not get off?
They just found one of their bodies today or yesterday.
I know. There's things that just aren't quite adding up. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that's like saying, like, when you watch that footage, somebody said you saw explosions.
That's what one of the videos on TikTok said.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Like, well,
you can see where
that was the power lines.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, because there were lights up there.
Right.
And notice that explosion. They went in slow motion. I was like, nobody set explosives to blow up and drop that bridge.
No, it was the actual power lines.
Yeah. It got hit by that truck, by that boat.
Well, it got hit for sure, but
I guess that
cargo ship.
I guess that boat
hit a boat.
What?
It was a cargo ship.
Yeah, that's not the first time that company of those cargo ships has taken out bridge. It's multiple times that actual specific company, those boats.
Probably lack of maintenance on motor, on the engines and stuff. They show it just before it hits the bridge, they show the plume of diesel smoke coming out of the exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
They restarted it.
Yeah, because they got it fired back up, but they just didn't get it fired up.
It was just too late.
Yep, not enough time to turn this big ass.
Yep, I call BS on ISIS.
I do too.
Yeah.
Fucking turds.
Well, did you just hear that, I think it was, who was it? Iraq, not Iraq, something like that. Someone over there is threatening to fucking attack us.
Iran,
yeah. That was just on the news, like, just recently, that they're about to start targeting fucking large groups over here.
They're the ones funding Hamas.
Eclipse time.
What did you hear about ISIS taking the fall for what happened in Moscow?
Right.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh,
I
man, that was
a
concert shooting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I seen the footage.
A shooting?
It was like a concert over in Russia.
They shot and killed, or it was like 170-something people in Moscow.
Yeah, and ever since that shit happened, like the U.S. and Russia went quiet on, you know, nuclear war and this, that, and the third. Like, ever since that happened, Russia's like, nope.
Well, did you see that fucking
responsibility for that concert hall shoot?
Well, did you see that Putin won? There's a fucking election by a landslide, they say.
Oh, I bet.
Of course he did.
When he's the only,
motherfucker that's running.
He's the only one counting.
Right. He's like, it's me.
Right.
I'm the winner.
I told you I was going to win. People love me.
Like I'm taking out America. I'm going to ride on this bear naked.
Yeah. All the things our military can do. We even got a drug to keep people from overdosing, and we can't take that sumbitch out.
We killed Gaddafi. Right. We killed fucking Osama bin Laden. Saddam was saying, we can't kill this motherfucker.
Right. We can't get to him. Come on.
Did you guys hear that Biden got admitted to the hospital?
Somebody even got to Michael Jackson.
I mean, hey.
Biden, he got admitted to the hospital.
Yeah.
Was he stuttering?
No, he couldn't stop Putin.
Putin.
That's
stupid America.
Did you hear the story about, I think it was Yugoslavia, bombing a Russian drone factory? Like, I saw something on Google. It was like they packed a plane that they could control with a remote control. It packed with explosives and flew it into a drone factory. And there's a video of it, but it's like the smallest explosion you've ever seen.
Like poof.
Yeah, it's like boom.
Like it's like a fucking firecracker.
It took out out the bathroom. I didn't know if
that
was real,
but that crash looks so fake.
Who put the Dreno bomb in there?
Right.
That shit's crazy, though, man. It's getting fucking rough out there. It's
wild, man.
I don't know if it's because the eclipse is coming around and the fucking Earth is shifting. Or
I don't know. Does the eclipse have the same effect as full moons?
Mercury fucking rising. You know how people act a little fucking weird.
I mean, it would
Mercury's
be a
high?
Full moon, technically. Get it, right?
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, yeah, it would be.
It'd be a no moon.
I'm confused.
It'd
because be no moon. The moon's covering the sun, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have the moon twice?
Makes
the moon's going to make it all the way around?
Makes you wonder how hot the other side of the moon's going to get.
I'm just waiting for Naboo to come around.
It never sees the sun.
Right. You guys even know Planet X, Naboo?
Yeah, Planet X. That's the one outside of poor old Pluto that got, you know.
I know, Pluto was awesome.
Discriminated against and segregated.
Poor Pluto got kicked out of the celestial book.
You know, that ain't even fair, man.
That was Putin's idea, you know that, right?
He didn't even think of his feelings or anything.
He's like, Pluto, no Pluto.
Right.
He's like,
we don't want him.
Pluto, no good, don't count.
But yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucking a lot of shit going on. Like here in our town, like a lot of teenagers are coming up missing.
Yeah, just
a lot of runaways, or they're just missing, or
I think they're just, you know, they're
Slender Man. I don't know.
The parents have lost control of their children, and the only way that they can get control is to come up with some reason as to why they need to call and inform the police that their kids aren't home. Well, they're missing.
Well, shit, we just had what, 4 shootings?
Your kid ain't never home at night. He always, you know. They told me I can't keep Bailey in the house. If he wanted to leave the house at 2 o'clock in the morning, 15 years old, if he wanted to leave the house at 2 o'clock in the morning, I cannot stop him.
Right.
That's curfew, though. There's
there's a curfew at all at large right now.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why they're starting.
Yeah, they're doing that sweep.
But yeah. And then they also told me that if I didn't let him back in when he came home, that's considered child abandonment.
Damn.
Yeah.
I told the police, I said, so you're telling me I have to let him leave? And then I have to let him come back in? And you're like, unfortunately, yes. I was like, well, then why don't you guys just take him? Take him to jail. Take him. If you're going to tie
He's got a gun.
If you're tying my hands like that, I'm not going to be responsible for him.
Right.
If I can't keep him from leaving, then you motherfuckers be responsible for what he does.
Right. That's
because
so
I can't control him when he's not home.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
And then you're still responsible for what the fuck he does when he's not home.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, I sent Ricky to school with 2 black eyes one day, and I told him, now when you tell the principal why you got 2 black eyes, you tell him the whole story.
Damn. Because
and it is. And it's only getting worse and worse and worse. We got all these countries fighting, all these open borders.
Now you've seen the fucking squatter laws.
Yeah, the squatter laws.
That kid from fucking TikTok was fucking going on TikTok telling, hey, if there's an abandoned house over there, you have the right to go over there and claim it.
And just live there.
And it's a squatter law. It's a real fucking law.
Yeah.
Because
about a millionaire house or something, didn't you?
Yeah, there was actually a bunch of squatters up in Michigan that took over $1 million house. They ransacked that bitch because nobody was staying there. I mean, it shoves it up the millionaires' ass because, like, you don't need that many houses to be like, right. Oh, I'm going to stay there in the summer. I'll stay there in the winter.
So many you forgot.
I'm going to stay there when there's a doomsday.
So many you forgot.
At the same time, though, those millionaires, or even I've millionaires, they work for that, you know? Like, that's their money. They shouldn't have to worry about somebody living it.
I mean, you know? Yeah, I mean, I get that, too. It's fucked up.
At least have somebody living there, rent-free even, just to watch the house while you're gone.
True, but, like, you're not even if you're a millionaire. What if you had a cottage up, in the middle of nowhere or something like that, you know? Right. You don't want to come back somebody living in that fucker.
Yeah.
You're not no millionaire.
I'd definitely handle that situation a lot different than the police would.
Or let's just say, you know, where we camp out there at the campground. I live in my camper there all fucking winter. I come back in the spring, there's someone living in it. What?
Right.
Yeah. And then fucking you go to call the authorities, dude, and it's like you're in the wrong.
Yeah. Well,
because they got rights apparently.
I'd handle that way differently than the police.
Like he can prove payment though. That'd be that's so wrong.
I'd prove it a lot differently. I'd drag the body outside after I shot him, and then say, "Hey, officer,
this fucking motherfucker broke in."
Grab my fucking door handle, open it up, and I shot him.
I was sitting here getting my groove on with my fucking dog, and this motherfucker busted through my window.
I don't know.
You got to make sure his body is inside, not outside.
We over here killing it with the dog.
Same.
Up on a Tuesday.
Right, you know?
But yeah, it's fucking crazy out there, man. Like, who put those laws? What's the difference between a homeless person and a squatter to do the same? A homeless person go find an abandoned house like,
wait, now, see, we don't have a homeless problem in this country anymore.
You sure?
Yes. Now we have an unhoused.
VFW said otherwise.
Now we have an unhoused situation. They're not called homeless people anymore. They're called unhoused.
Unhoused.
Because okay. Unhoused sounds a little more friendly than homeless.
Are you fucking kidding?
Well, it's because it's homeless people.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they're unhoused people.
Right.
It's like they're not trained.
Right. You know?
Be home people.
That doesn't even sound like you understand how to speak English. Unhoused.
They're unhoused.
Right, yeah. And that's all these liberal phrases that they're coming out with now, and it's ridiculous.
Right. Go ahead, Brandon.
Ridiculous.
So speaking of not knowing how to speak your own language anymore, it was like a week ago or something. I was talking to somebody. I said, this is retarded as shit. We got to do this.
And they said retarded.
Yep.
I did. I said, yeah.
I got yelled at it for it.
Don't do that no more.
Right. Yeah, dude. I was like, this is retarded as shit. We got to do this like this. And he's like,
I bet you about killed him.
You can't say this. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? They're like,
do you know what retarded?
Politically correct.
Yeah. What the hell they call it? And they call it something. It's
mentally challenged.
No. It's not that. Like they call it. Like when you say it,
it's offensive
or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's like offensive or some shit. Like I'm like, what?
Exclusionary.
I don't know. I'm like, what? Because I said
hold on. My producer might know it. Huh? It's politically incorrect. It's PC.
Basically, you can't say retarded. And I'm like,
but so then how do you describe when your timing in your vehicle is off?
Fucking retarded.
If it's before top dead center, then your spark plug is going off retarded because it's slow.
That's not a good way to put it, though.
That's what it means.
But it does what it means.
But I'm like, oh, that's I can't where say
the, that. That's you know.
Like if Randy's looking at me like
they didn't
like, really, dude, you're retarded.
Yeah. No, it's offensive. You can't. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Doing? Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Different times. See, like when we were growing up, that was the fucking word. Dude, you're fucking retarded. Yeah. We go run off and go wipe our asses somewhere.
Yeah, now you say it's like, am I going to jail? Like, what the
right,
hell?
Yeah, in really? Canada, you would. Like, misgender somebody in Canada.
I said it at work one day, too, and I got told I couldn't say it. I was like, my bad.
It's like, you can't piss in public no more. When did that happen?
Oh. Right.
I'm just kidding, though, on that one. can never do that.
It's legal until you get caught.
Well, what I find funny is that they can still say that you were pissing in public, even if it's in the corner of a building.
Well, look at Lee Bone. Remember Lee Bone?
Yes.
He went to jail because he was pissing, and he had 6 bottles of bleach on his fucking scooter, and the fucking motherfuckers called the cops on him, thought he was going to blow something up.
Right.
But then when the cops rolled up, he was drunk pissing. Well, they got him for indecent exposure. Right. A guy with possible terrorism.
A guy with one arm.
That motherfucker had no legs and one arm.
That was it. One arm.
Fucking Lee Bone, bro.
Yeah, he always used to
tell me. Long live the Lee Bone.
He always used to say his dick was bigger than his leg. Well, yeah, because the one leg was cut off at the hip.
He always wanted to get a $2 whore.
Yeah.
Fucking Lee Bone, bro.
I miss him. God rest.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't either.
Oh, no. Man.
He is a cool dude.
Yeah, this is before you guys, man. That was my Nana's friend.
Yeah, a little toast to Lee Bone up there.
Little chote.
Up
yeah.
in scooter heaven.
Oh, yeah.
He's
definitely Mario Karting up there right now.
He went through three of them motherfuckers while I knew him.
Okay, yeah. So you guys want to know how crazy Lee was? He's this crazy. He threw himself in front of a train and tried to kill himself.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True story.
And then he was in a fucking electric scooter.
And he did it over a bitch.
Wait, is that why he lost his legs and arm?
Yep. He'll tell some people he used to be an alligator wrestler.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He tried to commit suicide and it didn't work out.
He was the first real Tiger King.
Yeah.
What a train, though.
Is the Tiger King still alive?
Here in Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man. Fucking, he got back from the war. He got with a chick. And fucking she left him and he fucking went crazy, threw himself in front of a train and it took off all his limbs besides one.
Yeah.
And he lived through it.
Yeah. Oh. I want to say he still had his left arm.
I don't know if
left arm was taken. I think he had his right arm.
His right arm.
I just don't know at this point if God was looking out for him, if he was really trying to fuck him for all those years.
No, just making him be a testament.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
When it's not your time, it's not your time. Outside of being decapitated,
he's like,
you have a chance to survive.
So he's trying to fuck him.
I tell you who's going to live and who dies.
Been people with been shot in the head, arrows through their neck, you know, fucking smashed, fucking splattered, falling out of an airplane and bounced 40 feet in the air after they hit the ground.
See, D.B. Cooper never survived.
Right.
You know, they think they found that motherfucker's body.
Really?
Yeah, but they didn't find his money.
And without a paddle, they found him.
Well, yeah. Of course they did. How much time we got over there? 5 minutes? All right, 5 minutes. That's not
four.
Bad. Four? Not bad. All right, we're going.
Four-ish.
Two.
One.
But no.
Yeah, surprise.
The highlight of all, yes, the world's going mad. Fucking. It's just crazy out there.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, Eric. Are you guys going to have a gender reveal party? Or did she already figure out you're a dude?
Fuck you.
I think we'll close it on that note.
Well, fuck yourself, Eric.
Let's get out of here.
No, I love you, Eric.
All right, thank you for listening, everybody. Make sure you go check us out on Facebook, YouTube. And we are on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, and all major platforms for your podcast needs. I'm Vilo, and we will see you guys later.